Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr. I'll be your host today on this early music program. Our program is called Danza, and that obviously means dances. We're going to be listening to a series of dances, and I have to say, most of which I have never even heard of the names of these dances, and I have never even heard of the ensemble playing these dances. The name is called Wohlgemut. Wohlgemut is an early German word which means having a good time. And the reason they call themselves that, because when they perform, particularly at Renaissance festivals all over the world, they hope that the audiences will have a good time listening to their music. There will be lots and lots of percussion, lots of double reed instruments like Rauschpfeife and Schaums, and here and now we'll hear a viol or a medieval fiddle. We're going to start off with four of the dances from this CD. The first is merely called Processional, it's a traditional dance, then Ungareska, 16th century Hungarian dance, a melody from one of the cantigas of Santa Maria by Alfonso X from the 13th century, and another traditional dance called Dodedotium, a very interesting word. I must say I have no idea what that means. But four dances from this CD called Danza, featuring the ensemble Wohlgemut.
Thank you.
The ensemble Vollgemut, performing for the dancers from their CD called Danza. We heard a processional, a Hungarian dance, a melody from one of the cantigas, and then a traditional dance called Dido Tuum, and I have no idea what that means. Let me mention again, the ensemble Vollgemut, its name comes from an early German word that means having a good time. And they hope that you have a good time listening to their music because they're having a good time performing the music for you. We're going to continue with three more selections on their CD called Danza. The first is called merely The Dance of the Green Man, a traditional piece. Then Avi Liolop. I have no idea what that means. It's also a traditional dance, and another traditional dance called Skud Drinka. Again, the members of Vollgemut. Thank you. and ending with that dance called Skudrinka. I have a good name for it, good name for the ensemble performing also, Volgemuth, meaning having a good time. We have four more selections on this particular CD, and so let's listen to them now. The first is called Desert Monsoon, and it's a 20th century setting. Following that, a danza, a traditional dance, a Scottish dance, and ending with a piece called the Plattenspiel, a traditional 16th century dance. Again, the ensemble Volgemuth.
Wait a minute. Do you smell something there, Colonel? Could be a change in the weather there, Lefty. What do you think it's going to be? Wait a minute. I hear it. I can feel it. Grains. The weather's changing.
I know. Might be the monsoon.
The monsoon? Well, you all hold on to your headgear. We're going to head for a quiet place.
I'm taking cover.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, before in this program, you saw me make...
There's your life, right here, where I am.
You saw me make an instrument out of a carrot, correct?
Yeah.
Right. That carrot produced a tone, right? Now, we have a theory that if we merely add a little rhythm to the tone, we may at least approximate music.
And you know, approximate is the highlightable word in that sentence.
And we've added a few more veggies to our medley here. I have a broccoli. What do you have, Seth?
I have a yam and the tip of a carrot. What else do you have, Doc?
Well, Seth, I've got the beat. I know it's a long way to go, but there it is.
Well, you know what we need is we need our friends from Vogelmuth to help us approximate music.
And you help us with the rhythm.
Thank you.
and ending with a live performance of Wohlgemuth at the Renaissance Festival in Virginia, that piece, traditional dance from Europe, a Platterspiel. And again, Wohlgemuth means in a good mood, and I hope the music did put you in a good mood. Again, Wohlgemuth. We have a few minutes remaining, and let's listen to an estampé, a 15th century French piece, performed by New York's Ensemble for Early Music under the direction of Frederick Renz. And ending with a relatively quiet estampé, no double reeds in that piece, performed by the Ensemble for Early Music, New York Ensemble for Early Music, under the direction of Frederick Renz. Hope you've enjoyed the Wohlgemuth Ensemble. Again, Wohlgemuth is a word for today, early German word meaning in a good mood. We did have lots of reeds. We had bagpipes, Rauschreif, and Schaums, and now and then we had a medieval fiddle in it. So it was an interesting CD called Danza, and I hope you did have a good time dancing. We'll see you again next week here on Continuum.